little bit about the conditions of flying at high altitude, just the physical problems you faced, you know, with having to wear all the heavy equipment. Maybe you can describe the equipment you had to wear and the cold and everything.
Yeah. We had heavy flying suits. We had electric flying suits that you could plug into the airplane. And they had, with the electric suits, they had shoes that were like, there were nothing to them, like bedroom slippers. And what happened, they had reports that some of these guys got shot down over the mountains in Yugoslavia, and they had to walk back through those mountains with those shoes on like that. So a lot of guys were doing, if they wanted to wear those, they were tying a pair of their GI shoes right along with her. And the other thing that happened, we had the parachutes. We had the kind of were chest pack type, and all you wore was the straps. And there were two hooks here, and you'd hook these two hooks onto this thing. And then when you bail out, you pull the ripcord. But what you would do, you'd set this thing on the floor while you're in a mission, you know what I mean?
Right.
And then if there's something gonna happen, you clip it on. Well, the reports that a lot of guys got blown out of airplanes, their chute was still in the plane. Mm. All they had on was the straps. So a lot of us, what we did, we traded those in and got a backpack, you see? And that backpack was cumbersome. The thing was hanging down on the back, one thing or another. But that's a couple things that happened with the, and I just wore heavy clothes, and you had the oxygen mask on, as you had to put on above 10,000 feet. And then you had this microphone, throat mic on, a flak helmet, and a flak thing on underneath here.
A vest,
mm-hmm. Black vest. And the one thing I remember, there's a lot of times where I was sweating, and the sweat would roll down off of this oxygen mask, and by the time it hit your collar, it was ice. Mm. You'd have ice on there, you know. Yeah. Let's see, was there anything else with the equipment? I'm trying to think. Can't think of anything else.
I've heard before that there were experiences where, or instances where, for example, gunner's hands were frozen, so the pilot would have to maintain contact with the various crew members just to make sure that everybody was still conscious.
Yeah.
And because of the cold being so bad. Did you ever encounter anything that bad?
No, I don't think we ever did. Never got, it was 55 below up there a lot of times. I always had enough clothes on to wear now. Cope tells me, there's one guy who was down Marrakech, Harry Fine, and he was a piano player with one of the big bands. And we had him play the piano down. Boy, was he ever good. He was so good. And Cope tells me he used to wear an extra pair of gloves to protect his hands.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anything like that with anybody on the crew doing anything like that.
So with the on the typical mission, I guess if there is a typical mission, your altitude, you said above 10,000, you had to
go on oxygen.
Had to go on oxygen.
Yeah.
So how much of the flight would you have been flying at high altitude like that?
Hmm.
Did it vary a lot depending on the target?
I think as soon as you got over Yugoslavia, you hit I don't know when we got to 10,000 feet, but I think by the time you got over Yugoslavia, if you were going north over the Alps, well, you had to be above that if you were going over the Alps.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So I think you got there pretty quick, if I remember right. And then you usually flew at about 22, 24,000 feet.
So I guess what I'm really asking, the majority of the mission would have been flown somewhere around 20,000 feet or more?
Yeah, 22,000 around there. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what the ceiling was on a B-24. I think we used to fly at 24,000 feet. And see, I get a little bit mixed up about airspeed, too. I run between a C-54 and a B-24 would stall out at about 90 nautical miles. I don't know what we'd fly at, maybe 180. Does that sound reasonable?
I was going to say a little more, but I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was maybe between 180 and 200, because I'm getting a little bit mixed up with a C-54. Mm-hmm. They did that the last few years. But it was somewhere, I think, around 180, 200.
Okay.
Nautical miles. And usually the missions, well, I don't know how far that was to Pulaski, maybe 7 hours was about the most, 7-8 hours might have been the most.
Now, was Pulaski the farthest mission from Manduria?
I think Pulaski was. I think I was farther away than even Vienna, Austria. We went to Munich, Vienna, Wiener Neustadt. The other places were like Budapest, Hungary, Romania, Czechoslovakia, and Bulgaria? That was about it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Italy. We flew up the Brenner Pass. There was a river up there, And there was a bridge you had to get across to Brenner Pass to get up into the, to go over into Switzerland. And it was the Ora River. And we went after that bridge a couple of times. I think we finally got it. There was a bridge up there. Ora, I think it was Ora in the book there. Ora River Bridge. I think we even went after a ferry boat one time over in Bulgaria, Romania, which was kind of stupid for high altitude flying, I thought, but we did.
Excuse me, we just, I think that tape is finishing on that side. Why don't we stop this and I'll turn this over. I don't know how much longer you want to go on, Ed. It's up to you, really.
You ask your questions. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I may have forgotten.
Okay. Just give me a couple of minutes here.